I think one day we should have a contest to see who can name more of these music theme or movie themes, David Fair or anyone.
Anyone would win.
All right. Not to beat on David Fair, but I'm here today, and I'm sitting here with Russ Collins, the executive director of the Michigan State Theaters. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
And lots to chat about this week. I know it's a busy, busy time for you, so let's jump right in. What do you have for us this morning?
Well, we'll start off with talking about the multiplex films, because I'm afraid we'll lose them at the end. But Me Before You is a movie based on a best-selling novel by Jojo Moyes. And it tells the about a relationship between a small-town English woman and a paralyzed Londoner who hires her as a caretaker. So a very, very human story based on a very popular novel. We'll check that out. And then Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. If you're a fan of the 80s or if you're a fan of old TV shows, I know when my kids were small, they were into that, but that was a long time ago. But anyway, they're back. This time, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Out of the Shadow, supervillain Shredder is back.
And I do have to say, they should have just stopped with the Vanilla Ice song and his appearance in TMNT2. That was perfection, and you just didn't need to move the franchise past that point.
Well, this is all done with computer animation. I think the ones in the 80s were done with guys in costumes.
Yeah, with puppets and animatronic mouths. It was actually pretty revolutionary for the time.
But anyway, so if you're a fan, go check it out. If you're not, you can go see something else like Popstar, Never Stop Stopping.
Sorry, could we get the wolves to be more quiet?
No.
Ashley Wednesday. Will you marry me? Please freaking say
yes, girl. Yes. Yes.
The wolves are loose.
Okay. Oh, God. So this is the ridiculousness of this movie. It's a pop star asking his girlfriend to marry him with Seal talking in the background and wolves howling, and they get loose and eat Seal. And that's just one part of this movie.
Andy Samberg is a featured player in here, and he's working with his Lonely Island bandmates, Viva Schaffner and Jorma Taccone. And if you're a fan of them from Saturday Night Live, if you're a fan of Samberg from the 90s, Precinct 99. Go check it out. I think their stuff is hilarious. I love their stuff on Saturday Night Live.
And it's a Judd Apatow movie, so it's going to have a certain comedy flavor to it, let's just say.
Terry Gross had a lot of fun interviewing the cast yesterday on Fresh Air. So I must tell you, I am looking forward to this film. Just a fun spoof of modern music and modern romance.
Hey, something to laugh at this weekend, too.
It's good. It's good.
So I know why you're busy, and there's a lot of stuff going on. So let's jump right into the big event in your life for this part of the year. What do you got?
That's right. Tomorrow, we open Cinetopia.
I've heard of this.
For the next 10 days, we will be having a major International Film Festival right in Detroit and Ann Arbor.
So yeah, I just don't want to underplay that. This is truly a major international film festival. This isn't just a bunch of guys with screens in their backyards throwing some films up for enjoyment. This is something that is now on a world stage and brings a lot of attention to the Detroit area, but also specifically the Ann Arbor community. So just wanted to make a big point there and really hammer on that this is a real big thing.
I really appreciate that. We were named the best festival in Detroit by the Metro Times. The Metro Times has the Cinetopia Film Guide stuffed in it, so pick up a copy of the Metro Times this week. We open tomorrow with an outdoor screening at 9:30 of a Japanese anime film called Only Yesterday. It's appropriate for families. Go check it out. It's free on the lawn of the DIA downtown. It's very cool. And before that, in the 7 o'clock time frame, 6:45 to 7:15, we've got three films playing right there in the Cultural Center at the DIA and the College for Creative Studies and the Charles Wright Museum of African History, African-American History. We have Senben, which is a documentary film by a University of Michigan grad, Jason Silverman, about the great African filmmaker and activist Senben go check that out. There's a documentary at 7:15 at the Cinema Detroit, Suited, which is a really interesting documentary about a transgender Taylor. And then Captain Fantastic, which is actually proving to be one of our most popular films. Viggo Mortensen is the father of six kids.
Yeah, interesting. Kind of living out in the wilderness and making their way, and then people step in because they think he's not doing a good job with the kids.
Absolutely. So, and at Semben, Jason Silverman will be there. It's Suited, the proprietor of the bespoke tailor shop that works with transgender folks. And then there's some late night screening, The Lure, which is a wacky Polish mermaid dark musical. That's what more can you say about that?
I think that's the first time those words have been put together in a sentence.
Joel Petraeus, who's a Michigan filmmaker out of Grand Rapids, has put together a film called The Alchemist Cookbook, and he's going to be at that screening at 9:30, and that will be at the College for Creative Studies. So anyway, there's a lot going on in Detroit, and then all day Saturday there's screenings in Detroit starting at 11:30 in the morning and going until after midnight. So tremendous number of films. Get your guide. And there's going to be a lot of folks from out of town. On Sunday, we have the executive producer of Black Mountain Poets, which is a lot of our curator's favorite film. It's a British film about these con ladies who insert themselves into a poetry retreat. Hunky Dory is another film by EMU grad Michael Curtis, and that's going to play on Saturday at Cinema Detroit, and then on Sunday at the State Theater next week in Ann Arbor. We have Ira Sachs' new movie, who's a wonderful New York small filmmaker that makes great, great films, called Little Men, and the lead actor, Theo Taplitz, is coming for that. Leonard Maltin is coming for a lot of the festival, and he's going to be down at the Redford Theater introducing classic Disney shorts. He's going to be introducing a wonderful documentary about a Chinese-American guy who created the look and feel for Bambi, and that was back in the 40s, and he's still alive. He's 105 years old.
Wow.
Very compelling story. The filmmaker for that is also going to be here.
And the Redford Theater is kind of apropos, a great place to stick him with the organ and everything there,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, absolutely. It's the Detroit version of the Michigan Theater. It's the same scale, built in the same era. Operator is a film that a lot of folks in Ann Arbor are looking forward to. Two ladies who grew up in Ann Arbor, Logan Kibbins and Sharon Green, put this film together. Now, they've been through Sundance Labs. They've been through a lot of really, really great work to put this together. Martin Starr, who you're a fan of Martin Starr, I know, from mm-hmm. Freaks and Geeks and Silicon Valley. It's got a major cast. They put a lot of work into it. This is a very, very interesting film, and it's going to play in Ann Arbor. It's part of the opening night in Ann Arbor on June the 9th. We have the lead person in the documentary presenting Princess Shaw, whose name is Samantha Montgomery. She's a musician that put up some work on YouTube, and she was very talented.
Oh, we ran stories on that. They got picked up by the Israeli mix artist there.
Exactly.
And then she ended up, she's a nurse and down in the South, New Orleans.
New Orleans, yeah. Exactly. And it's a very compelling story about these two artists that live oceans apart, that found a great deal of passion. And then this Pamela Tom from Tyrus is going to be here as well, and that's going to be on Saturday. So anyway, there's filmmakers literally coming from all over the world, films coming from all over the world, great stuff, documentaries, story-based films, short films. We got the shorts from Sundance. We've got the Detroit Voices, which is one of the most popular programs, and they're free. Lots of free stuff. Check it out.
Lots of local flavor in there too, Russ, and people from Ann Arbor, Ypsilanti as well. So thank you for getting that together. I know you didn't do it on your own, but
but
you're the guy that's here
crew.
This morning. Have you cloned yourself yet so you can make sure to be in as many places as possible? Because you got a giant list of things to do.
We've got a great curatorial staff. Brian Hunter, Drew Waller, and Caitlin Drzwicki manages the whole thing. So really great. Ruth Ledneiser, who does the show on occasion, coordinated all of the elements of Cinetopia. So there's a lot of folks. Elliot Wilhelm from Detroit, the Detroit Institute of Arts, Detroit Film Theater. There's just a lot of of really great work that's gone into this, and we hope people turn out en masse. Detroit deserves a major film festival, and Ann Arbor is very happy to play a part of it, and a lot of it's going to be here June 9th through 12th.
Russ, thank you. Thank you for that, and thanks for coming in to do Cinema Chat this morning on WEMU. You can find more info at WEMU.org. This is WEMU FM and HD1 Ypsilanti. I'm Patrick Campion. That was Russ Collins.